Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Thing I Love Most show with myself, Noel Valbon, and we're very much loving. We are much loving Spurs at the moment after a really, really great victory at the weekend. So we're hopefully not going to have too many moans today, but then Lee Curtin is on the show, so you never know. So welcome, Lee. We've also got Kofi, who's been on a couple of times before. Good to have you back, Kofi, who we were out with on Saturday for the game, after the game, for the game, for the next however many hours it was until we all went home in a pit. And then we've also got John Jones, Mr. John Jones from the DSI Group, first time on the show. So welcome, John. Happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to start with you, John, because you are the newest member to the show. So I'm going to start with your take on the game. Firstly, if we can, what we always try and do basically is try and dissect the game itself, and that always starts with the selection. So were you surprised to see Aurier right back? Were you surprised to see Dele Alli on the bench? And were you pleased with either of those decisions?
I was actually quite happy with the lineup when I saw it. I thought, first and foremost, Palace is always a tough game. You know, they set themselves out hard to beat. You know, you've got to win the battle with them first. So I was quite happy that we looked like we had a decent back four, if you want. I felt sorry for Sanchez a couple of weeks ago, but I think he got thrown under the bus a little bit, if I'm honest. And I was happy to see a right back come in. I thought Aurier, obviously trying to get fit, deserved his chance. And I thought he did the business. I thought with Toby and Jan at the back as well, we looked solid. I think it helped. They only really had one up top. I thought the main thing was that we were at home. We needed a result, needed a performance, and we needed to keep the ball. And we needed to nullify as many mistakes as possible. So, yeah, I was quite happy with the lineup when I saw it because I thought it looked quite solid.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, I Ali, I'm assuming, is still coming back from injury. So I thought he might have maybe got towards the end. Bench was strong. It's been for a long time. If you look at the fact we had Ndombele who came on. We had Mora on there as well. Some real attacking options, obviously Dele Alli as well. So it was a good one. So, I mean, Lee Curtin, did you think that the early goal was the real key and the fact that they then couldn't sit back and obviously do what Newcastle did to us and what Villa tried to do to us and just basically soak up the pressure and try and wait for a mistake? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the first goal was... the first goal in most games is always, it's always the most important one because when teams come to us and they line up the way they do, the earlier we break them down, the quicker they have to open up and come back at us. And that's when we take teams apart. So the first goal I thought was massively important. And to get it as early as we did was an absolute bonus. And then we did something that we've not done for a long time. And that's keep pushing and pushing for another one. And we just kept up that for the first time in such a long time, we pushed them. We pushed high up the pitch. We pushed up on their first touch. Mm-hmm. We didn't let them settle on the ball. We played a really high tempo, which I think was the trade of Pochettino when he first came in. And we really liked it. Now we've got the players who can take you, who can take you forward with a lot more skill and a lot more ability. So to get that first one was massive. To follow it up with a second and third was unreal. And then you get in at half time before you think it's bloody Christmas. So I thought it was excellent. I thought they did a good job and they really showed glimpses of previous Pochettino teams gone past, the way they approached that first half, they really did. So the first goal was massive. Although I did think Palace, I think we caught them unawares, to be honest with you. I don't think they was ready for us to come at them the way we actually did. So,
I was surprised at how poor they were, to be fair. I mean, it's always weird when you have such a game like that where you have to where do you attribute like the credit and where do you attribute the sort of like the criticism in terms of the fact that there was so much space for our players? And, you know, they did obviously, like we said, you know, they did have to come out and they did have to try and press and score. So, I mean, but all the goals we scored, apart from the first one, were pretty much on the break. It was like crazy. We don't score goals like that at home, but it just shows that we can score those kind of goals. But we wouldn't have done that if they were just sitting back, because, you know, there's just not that space. But every time Aurier got the ball, like, it was crazy. And all those runs that Sissoko was making down the middle, creating space, and then into Son, Eriksen, and then just feeding it out wide. And it was just like every time he had so much space. And, he, you know, fair play to him. We've obviously criticised various right backs on this show, you particularly. I'm joking. But he, yeah, he stepped up at the end of the day. I mean, who knows whether, you know, this is going to be the start of him. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Kofi, over to you. So what were your thoughts on the whole performance, and who stood out for you in terms of performance from our team?
Well, I think it was really our first true performance of the season. It was great. I think the Arsenal game came at the right time because we had to step up. We got to battle in that game. But this game was the first game of the season where we performed well. And for me, it was about the formation. So you could see at certain points in the game, we had both fullbacks sat in their half. And that's something we haven't done for a long time. And that's partly because you've got Toby and Jan at the back. They're controlling it and they're allowing the other guys to push forward. Someone who shone for me was Sissoko. It was the way he was picking the ball up, running forward and then delivering. He wasn't trying to run too far, take too many people on. He'd play it into Son and then you switch to a different gear because then the creative players take over. So I think almost controlling that midfield was brilliant in the way that, as I say, Sissoko would pick it up and run, but also Harry Winks. I think against Arsenal, he was one of our best players. And this weekend, he was playing forward. He wasn't playing sideways. I've heard some people say he's a bit
Vinny Savage. They were saying it in the pub afterwards. Still, some friends of ours that he is very sideways. It just seems to be one of those things. Like, people have this, like, there's still very much an anti-Lamella camp and a pro-Mora, you know, oh, I always start Mora over Lamella camp. And it's just strange. You know, people just have these different perceptions of players. But after watching the highlights, he actually had two shots as well, which is very unlike him. And he was very involved in the Son volley goal. So, yeah, he's there to maintain possession at the end of the day. We have the other players who can do that. I think it's just, if he is going to be in that role with Sissoko, or if it's on Ndombele, who is going to be next to him, then we do want him to drive. I think that's the key. And he will learn from Ndombele and Sissoko in doing that. But he keeps it tidy. He doesn't give the ball away. And yeah, like you said, against Arsenal, he was all over shop and he was really, really good.
I think people underestimate the work rate as well, the amount of work that he puts in. I mean, it's very easy to say, oh yeah, you know, he goes sideways, but he has to, he drops deep, he'll come in long, he makes those spaces. And because the Palace midfield were getting pulled all over the place, that was actually allowing Aurier to get forward, you know, to find those holes, because their fullbacks were getting pinned back. Like Van Aanholt is a big, big player for them. Most of, if they're not creating chances through set plays and what have you, then everything that's good comes from him getting on. And he was pinned back. And he was pinned back because of Son, Sissoko and Winks and the amount of work they were putting in. It was so refreshing to see for me.
Toby spraying some balls as well. I thought, you know, he had the time, obviously, which is always helping, but he's so important because obviously Winks doesn't go for those long balls. Sissoko doesn't go for those long balls. So if we do want a variation in our attacks, then, you know, and he was basically making it sometimes even a midfield three. And like where he passed for the Song goal, I think he was almost in his own half. First one.
Yeah, I think that's where the formation was, though, because we almost played a 4-2-2-2 with the two up top And then we just sat the two in behind. So we sat Sissoko and Winks next to each other. And then we sat another two in front of them with Lamella and Eriksen. So you can then push Toby in and make a three that way. Or if Harry needed to come out, he would sit in and make a three right at the top and leave Sonny running across the line. So I don't know if it's something they worked on. But for the first time, you know, it looked like a formation that was going to cause other teams problems, whichever way they tried to wrangle it. And long as the players are on board with it, you know, you'll undo teams like that. You'll definitely undo teams. And that's why Aurier found so much space. And when they do come and close, when they do get caught up in our short passing game, you drop it back to Toby and he sprays one over the top like that, or he sprays one across the pitch and boom, you're in on goal. So I think the way we lined up was pretty impressive as well. It looked like there was something new and refreshing, and it looked like they found the key to that high press again.
Yeah, well,
another thing something else that was different was Son was playing in the middle of midfield. So he's picking up the ball and running at people. So where teams had sat in against us, so Villa and Newcastle this season, the midfield was just packed. There was no way through. We're just passing around. On Saturday, we had someone that was running at people. And he'd run, the defence gets scared, they turned around, and he can play in someone else. And the danger, obviously, is that someone else makes a run, Son can take it on his own. So I think we really missed him in the first few games.
100%. Yeah, definitely. Someone who we did miss in the first few games was Vertonghen. He makes a massive difference for me when he does play at the back. Obviously, John, you mentioned that Sanchez was the scapegoat, or made the scapegoat against Arsenal. He was played out of position, obviously, as we know. But that also was a selection issue in previous games where he was played ahead of Vertonghen. And it did prove, I think, and it has proven since Vertonghen's come back, that, you know, we're not looking as shaky at the back. There is that sort of experience and that solidity that we missed for those first few games. So it begs the question, was Pochettino right to be stubborn and do whatever he did to basically just punish Vertonghen? Or what do you think his reasons were for doing so? And do you think he was right in doing so? Because at the end of the day, if you look at the Newcastle match and the goal we conceded against Villa, you know, those goals might not have happened, and maybe even some of the goals against Man City, if Vertonghen was in the team. So did he basically use his own power trip, as you would like to call it, whatever, to our own detriment?
I personally was disappointed that he was missing in the games, but I'm not the manager of the club. I'm not privy to see what goes on day to day. He obviously had his reasons, and in the day, you have to stick by your manager. You know, he lives by the sword and he dies by it. We don't always have to agree what he does. You know, there's been many a time when I've been left baffled by some of his decisions, but then there's been a number of times when he's made decisions and I thought, wow, I'd never have seen that, or I'd never have thought of that. So, you know, he swings and roundabouts. He obviously had his reason for it. We just hope, you know, he's put behind him now, because we're definitely a better team, you know, with him in it. And I think Sanchez, I felt so sorry for him after the Arsenal game, because when you're a centre-back, it's so difficult to play right-back. It's a completely different nature of a position. You'll get found out. You'll get found out position-wise, unfortunately. It might be a bit easier to go the other way. Like your fullbacks, sometimes they might move into centre-back, the likes of like Kyle Walker and what have you. But, yeah, it's a difficult... I can only say it because I've played fullback myself. And, you've got to... First things first, your positional play is the most important thing, because you'll get found out, as Sanchez did. And hopefully, you know, that'll come with experience. I know he got caught in bad positions as well in a couple of other games. But, you know, that'll come with a bit of experience. I personally think Sanchez plays best in a three, because you've got the other two talking him through it. But, you know, with experience and with games and with the knowledge of the other two, he'll get better and he'll get through them. I'm expecting really good things of Sanchez. I just felt for him personally, you know, I did, and I thought he got a bit of unfair criticism, really. And that was something that I was questioning Poch over, most definitely, because
that was an error. That was an error. I think we could all see that, and he almost admitted it himself, to be fair. The other thing to mention is, I don't know, I felt like it would have been quite a nice game for Parrott to be on the bench. We didn't really rob. We had more on the benches than a second option. We had Ali. So I wonder, Lee, how close do you think Parrott is to making that first team squad on a Saturday? Because, I mean, he could have come on at half-time in that game and, you know, he might have scored his first Premier League goal, got some experience against Premier League opposition. I thought it would have been a nice thing for him to do because he seems to be involved quite heavily now with the first team training.
Yeah, I'm on the Poch side of the fence with this one. So yeah, it would have been lovely for him to be on the bench, and yeah, we could have brought him on at half time, or we could have given him a good half an hour, and then we would have all woken up on Sunday morning and Barcelona want to sign him, not just Juventus. So he's 17. He's got a lot to learn. He's finding his way in international football with the Republic of Ireland. He's making great strides with the under 21s and showing that he's physically able to handle the challenge. But the Premier League is a double step up to what's going on with the Republic of Ireland, with all respect. So, listen, he's learning his trade the right way. He's training with these boys day in, day out, every week. And his time will come. And I don't think we need to rush him. And I don't think we need to add to the hype. And I think Poch is very good at managing that sort of behaviours that the media like to create anyway. So I wouldn't expect to see him until the Colchester game. In a first team shirt, I think that's when we're more likely to see him. He just needs to dip his toes in and then sit him back down where he needs to be. You know, keep him grounded, keep him hungry, and keep him learning their trait. And don't ruin them too soon. So it would have been ideal, but you know, it's still early days. We're four games into the season, five games into the season. This kid's gonna he'll feature. He'll feature at some point.
So it's Champions League week once again, which is really exciting to be in the competition that we now truly do believe we are members of, I think. I think we're part of that group now. We're dining at the top table, and rightly so. So it's good to be back there. The first week of it as well, the first week of the group game. So all obviously really important to get off to a good start. We've got Olympiacos away, which should be fun. I was going to actually go myself, but unfortunately I wasn't able to get time off work, but I am going to be going to Belgrade, so not sure if who's made the better decision there. So Kofi, I'm going to go to you because I know that you are a big, big fan of the Greek Super League and you're going to tell me all about Olympiacos, so go.
Well, you know, it's all Greek to me, but we go into this game in great form. That's the brilliant thing. We also go into the game knowing that people won't want to play us. We may want to forget our Champions League finalists. So we're going into the Champions League this season, playing against teams who think we don't want them coming to our backyard. Another thing that we're going into the game with is players have rested. So we had a great result at the weekend, 4-0, and we didn't have to bring everyone on. So Dele hopefully is fit. At the very least, he's rested. He'll want to show his form. He'll want to show that he still deserves to be on the park and in the first team. So I don't think we need to fear going away to Olympiacos at all. I think it should be us and Bayern in that group, and we should feel that confidence to go into a Champions League group and feel, yeah, we can get through.
Lee, are you as confident? Does anyone actually know about Olympiacos? Are they just sort of like one of those sort of tough? It's going to be obviously the grounds, the atmosphere, But have we got anything to fear in terms of their team? Do we know any of their players? Like, I don't know anything about them.
I don't know. I did a bit of sorting up because we're so well prepared on this show, and they are top of their league with 3 wins out of 3, with a 5-0 victory at the weekend as well. So they'll be confident within themselves. However, you know, when we're talking about the difference in players and the quality on show, I feel like most away games at that level, it has the potential to be an awkward or difficult outing, depending on how we go about our business. But as Kofi's touched on there, we've had a few players rested, so I'd expect to see a couple of changes during the week. I think, namely, I'd expect to see Dele start. Maybe Ndombele back in a starting position as well. It'd just be an awkward outing, but one that I think we'd come back with a 2-1, 3-1 win.
Whoa. We haven't got on to predictions just yet.
I know we haven't, but I'm on a roll and I just feel like...
here we go again. Just no. Just don't milk it. I didn't milk it last season. I did. I definitely did. I think with always these games, in recent years, it's been a case of we obviously can score against any team. We have the ability to, like, with the possibility, you know, we've got the players. So it's just a case of keeping it solid at the back. Last season in the Champions League, we were like jelly. We were so dodgy. There were so many times where we just gave away goals for no reason. And it was just like, what are you doing? And, you know, you can't afford to do that. We managed miraculously to get out of that group. And then we obviously did what we did, you know, and that was just incredible. But we did get lucky to be able to get out of that group the way we did after such a terrible start, which was our own downfall. Like, Lloris, obviously, you know, still had a few whiskies or wines in his body in a few of those games because he was just mental. Trippier also was shocking in quite a lot of them. And it was just like, what are you doing? So I think... for me, it's just all about going there with a level head, being professional, obviously, you know, taking the atmosphere in. But I think now we are a very experienced Champions League team. We've been there for the past 4 seasons. You know, we're at that level, and now our performance levels should match that. And like Kofi said, we're finalists. Do you know what I mean? We're with one of the 6 or so favourites for the actual trophy, which is just crazy. So I think it's going to be an interesting game. John, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we'll go out there, and I think he'll set us up not to get beat. I think that'll be first and foremost. I wouldn't be surprised if you see Dyer come in as well. I think Dyer will get game time personally, and I think rightly so. I think he'd be, you know, a more than suitable replacement for, you know, Yibi Winks, or he'll probably play Sissoko because of the legs that he gives you. I think we'll then have enough quality to score against them. And if we don't concede, then a 1-0 is a very welcome result for me. Go out there, job done, as Lee said. He'll definitely have one eye on Saturday as well. We've got the dreaded 12:30 Saturday game, which is never welcome, is it, after a Champions League midweek game. But, I'm sure he'll change it accordingly then as well. But, I think the main thing is we become battle-ready and battle-hardened and don't get beat. Personally.
So in terms of selection, what do you think he's going for? You mentioned Dyer there, obviously Ali being on the bench that Kofi touched on. Moura was on the bench obviously on Saturday as well and came on for a little bit. So do you think those three might be the inclusions? Do you think Sanchez will come in for one of the centre-backs? Do you think Davies will come in for Rose, who I thought again on Saturday was not at the level that he needs to be for me? I think he's still this season just seems to be a bit flat. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think with Rosie, I think he was so good for so long. And then he had a few problems, obviously, you know, and I think that affected him. So we're still expecting him to operate at, you know, 120%, which is, you know, and his 120% made him the best left back in Europe at one point for me. So, you know, I don't think it's easy. And I don't think it's easy when all around you is being, you know, the positions around you are being changed as well. Now, you know, we were so solid for so long and we had a steady lineup. But now, you know, with the squad changing, it's quite hard to get that consistency, I think, especially for the fullbacks. So, I think with Davies coming in, I think he'll do a good job. He'll be steady and sure, you know. I can see Toby and Jan staying at the back as well. And I'd go with Aurier again, if I'm honest. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, maybe look at bringing in maybe Dyer for Winks, maybe Ali for Son. I'd line up the same, just change personnel, I think. Mm.
Okay, so this is obviously the first time that you've been on the show. So we obviously do predictions here and then we forget about them the week after and then Lee reminds us that you got them right. So what are you going for? You mentioned a 1-0. Is that what you think it's going to be?
I'd be over the moon with a 1-0, yeah. Yeah, actually over the moon. As long as we don't concede, I think we'll definitely score, maybe get two. But as long as we don't concede, then job done for me.
Okay. Kofi, what are you thinking, predictions-wise?
I feel because we're going into the game with good form, 2-0 away win.
Solid. I like it. And then Kurtz, you said 2-1 or 3-1. Are you going to say 2.5-3-1?
Can I have that? No? All right. I did think 2-0, but I just fancy it to have a little bit of a bit of a go at them. And with a slight personnel change, I feel we may just leak one. So I'm gonna go with the 3-1. I'll go 3-1.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna go with 2-1. I think.
Sure.
So, I mean, what can I say? The Tourette's is back. I think they've done this season. So actually, yeah. I can't remember what we predicted for Palace. 3-0, maybe. I think I said. No one said 4-0.
I actually didn't get it right. Somebody said...
You didn't get 4-0.
No, I didn't. I didn't say I did. I said somebody said... Somebody said 4 or 5, I think. Who was on with us?
I texted you, Lee. I said it was going to be 4.
You did? Yeah, I've got that one. Yeah,
that was at half-time. Okay, it was... Well, last week it was Lee and... well, you're Lee. It was yourself and Tim.
Was it Don?
Don, it was Don. It was Don. It was Don. Yeah, it was Don.
It was Don, and he was sponsored by...
Wacky Backy.
I think he called it. I think he almost called it. We'll have to check that one back.
Yeah, we will do. Obviously, you know, all of our avid fans that are, you know, listening at home thinking they can remember. So, you know, whatever it was, apologies for us not having good memories. It has been a heavy weekend. Cool. Okay, so it's now time. So in terms of the selection process then, Lee... you were mentioning would you bring Ali, would you bring Moro in, and would you drop Son and would you drop Lamella? How would you play it? Obviously, with bearing in mind, as John said, that we do have the early kickoff at Leicester and we still obviously have to get points in the Premier League. So where does that dropping come in and who comes back in for the Leicester game then, if that's the case?
I think on the strength of Saturday gone, I think you've probably got to go the same 11. From Saturday to Saturday. So you've got to be kind of a little bit clever in who we're resting and who we're leaving out. So probably Moura for Lamella, possibly in there. And then maybe Ali for Son. But I think when Son has just hit a bit of form, which he's been missing for a little while, and I think when he hits that form, you've just got to let him play. He's a bit like Sissoko. The more he plays... You know, he doesn't seem to get too tired. He looks to feed off the momentum, the regular playing time, and it'd be a difficult one. I can't see him leaving Harry out. So maybe Winksy drops out and Sissoko holds it up there in his own. I mean, my take on the 3-1 was that we try and put them away nice and early. You know, we put them away first 45, first 60 minutes. And then we can do the necessary juggling around for the stupid time on a Saturday morning for a kickoff.
Ridiculous! Where is the help? in this, like, it's like, it just doesn't happen, does it?
The FA have not learnt nothing, have they? I mean, you look at Ajax last year and they suspended the whole game for them.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's just ridiculous.
We still don't look to be helping it, our own clubs out. But yeah, I think Dyer might come in. And if Aurier recovers well enough, because he hasn't played much. So if Aurier is fit enough and he's recovered enough, I could almost see Dyer sitting in at right back, to be honest with you. I wouldn't want to change the front two. Like we alluded to earlier, I think when Jan and Toby are playing together, we're just a different animal at the back. We're so much more assured and steady, and I wouldn't want to upset that. I think Davis comes in for Rose. That wouldn't be a shock.
Good. So, cool.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of games, haven't we? Like we were saying, like we've got 7 games in 21 days. You know, we're going to have to use the full berth of our squad, so they'd all be getting game time.
Yeah.
Can I say something a little bit controversial? I wonder whether Dele will play instead of Harry. So, absolutely with Lee. Son is now playing. He's got the bit between his teeth. He's on form. So you play him again, which means you play Dele and you give Harry a rest. When does Harry ever get a rest?
He never gets a rest. That's why I was saying Parrott to come on and given him some time. But he, I mean, he brought him off for about 10 minutes to go. I think he's a bit annoyed because he didn't score and we were 4-0. But yeah, I think he'll play. He'll definitely play. But yeah, good. Thanks for the controversy, Kofi.
Start calling you Prince.
Just sounded Greek to me anyway. So we've already touched on the fact that we're playing Leicester this weekend, a very early kickoff on a Saturday. I was a little bit disappointed by them against Man U, although to be fair, they did have a couple of chances. And the penalty was, it was a pen, but it was a bit of an annoying pen. De Gea did make a very good save from Maddison. And I've been impressed with Leicester so far this season. I think they're going to push, hopefully push Arsenal way down, to be fair, because like they're, I think, much better team than Arsenal. So we shall see. And maybe even Man U, I don't know. What are your thoughts before we talk about the actual game itself? Kofi, what's your thoughts on Leicester as a team this season? They're good enough to crack into that top six?
They are good enough. What disappoints me is when Lineker talks up Leicester rather than Spurs on Match of the Day. But obviously he was saying that they're 2 points ahead of where they were when they won the league, the same point in league. Obviously, we're not that far in. But basically what he's saying is they're playing well, and they are. Maddison has stepped up. He's doing what he did last season. He's playing really well. Vardy is bizarrely, you know, given his age, still steaming through, still getting the goals. And they're a solid outfit. You know, it was interesting, obviously, because Maguire was playing against them at the weekend, but they didn't miss him. Chilwell's a great player. They've got some good players and they're playing good football.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're good to watch. I do. So what kind of a game are we expecting then, John? Do you think it's going to be... I mean, we do suit these kind of open games normally. And like we said before, as long as we can try and keep it tight at the back, then we might be okay. We've got a reasonable record out there recently. And against them in general, it's not too bad. How do you think it's going to go? Is it going to be a goal fest?
I'm going to have to agree with Lee in what he said previously. I think we pretty much go with the same 11 again. I think we play in the same way. We almost treat it like a home game against Palace. Like we're at our best when we're counter-attacking. I don't think there's a team that does it better than us in the league. And I think if our movement and our work rate is as good as what it was on Saturday, again, we'll pull their midfield all over the place and we'll nullify their quality, like to Maddison. And I'm a big fan of Tielemans. I think he's a good player. But if they're not in position, if they can't get near the ball, then we're going to give them a lot of problems and cause them a lot of trouble. And I think we've got quality enough to score goals anywhere we go. So, I'd be hoping for more of the same, if I'm honest. regardless of whether we're away from home or not, against them, I think it's probably not been their nature to get 7, 8, 9 men behind the ball. So yeah, let's take it to them and give them a lesson, eh?
Sounds good. That's what I like to hear. So Lee, we're talking about Dele Alli now. Is he, obviously he is just coming back from injury. Where do you sort of see our first team looking like now? Where do you see our first 11? Because if we're saying that he's going to come in for Wednesday and then we're going to change back to Lamella potentially or I don't know, Son and Eriksen, whichever way you want to call it. Where's Alli fitting into that at the moment for you? Or is it just to do with the fact he's just trying to find some fitness after an injury?
Yeah, I think it is a little bit about finding fitness. I mean, he came on against Arsenal, didn't he? And I thought he looked physically stronger as well. He looked physically stronger. And it's just about getting him up to it, match speed, match fitness. And then I think his ability speaks for itself. So where does he fit in? He probably fits in a three when we're playing a three. It'll be a struggle to fit him in when you're playing a two like we did on Saturday. So if you're going to go, it's Harry and Sonny up top, then you've got some real decision making to do with what goes on behind them. You know, you start looking at one of Lamella, Moura, Eriksen, Dele. You know, you're starting to juggle two into four there, and he may well become part of that. But I think when you've got three, you're going to go Eriksen behind, and you're going to go Dele, Harry, and Sonny on any good day. And I know we touched on it. I don't know if it was on air or off. However, there's some Lamella haters out there. I'm not Lamella's biggest fan, but I can see what he brings to our team at the moment, and why he's doing what he's doing. And he is in a little bit of form. He has to play for me. He has got a little bit of magic in his feet, and he's also got the ability to do a Cantona kung fu kick at the same time, which you also need in certain games. You know, and I think you've just got to work him and Moura. You've got to work them two out in certain games. But yeah, Ali's got a little bit of a battle. When depending on our formation, he's got a little bit of a battle on his hands, which won't hurt him. You know, for the first time in a long time, and maybe the first time at Spurs, you know, he's got to really knuckle down and earn his place. So, yeah. There'll be games where he'll just walk into. Let's have it right. He's got goals in him. He's got assists in him. So he'll come through. He'll come through. But I think if we play a two, then he'll struggle. But if we play a three, then he'll be in.
They did like I think Football London it was last week, did a vote for your first 11. And he was on the bench. And it was Moura that the fans chose in the three behind Kane. Which I thought was quite interesting. So, Kofi, we're going to go for you. In terms of your predictions, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking Leicester will play open football. I think, as Lee said, we'll probably play the same 11 that played last week. So that means Jan and Toby at the back, who'll be solid. So they'll be able to take on whatever Leicester throw at us. So 2-1 away win.
I love the confidence. You're forgetting that we don't have a load of pace at the back there. So maybe that could be a Sanchez moment to come in to try and deal with Vardy. Do you think that might happen, John?
No, I don't. I think he'll go with the same again, if I'm honest. And I think it'll be a case of Jan and Toby's organisational skills to look after Vardy. You know, he's only going to be able to chase on balls and get in behind if we give the midfield space, the likes of Maddison Tielemans, to put them balls in. And like I said, if they haven't got the ball, then they're not going to be able to do that. So, I think he'll go with the same back four. Actually, going back to what we were saying about the Olympiacos game, maybe Ure won't, maybe he might be the one that doesn't feature. Because I'd rather have him there on Saturday, if I'm honest, than I would on the pitch on Wednesday.
And your prediction?
My prediction, there's always goals in these games. Always is Leicester. I don't know. 3-1, 3-2 to Spurs.
Yeah, again, you seem to have said two different scores there. what's going on? I didn't ask for your flipping sort code.
I'm going to go for the 3-1. I think we'll nick the goal. I think we'll be too strong for them if we get at them again.
Okay. All right, Kurt.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for the old Noel Tourette's and the same as Kofi, mate. I think it'll be a quite tactical game. Actually, it'd be quite open, but it'd be quite tactical. And like you said, Rodgers has got them playing some decent football, which will leave it open at times at both ends. Defensively, I don't quite fancy them on the back of Maguire leaving. I do rate Chilwell, but Johnny Evans plus anybody else who's next to him, you've got to be thinking you've got a chance at scoring. And long as we cut off the supply line to Vardy, I think Sissoko and Winks will get about their midfield and do a job. So, I don't want to do a John on it and go 2-1, 3-1 and be greedy, but I'm going to go get a little bit tired. It's a little bit early in the day and we're going to go for 2-1. I'm going to go 2-1.
Okay. So, I'm going to say 2-2. I'm going 2-2. I'm going 2-2.
You've been knocking around with Don, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm going 2-2. I'm going under Desmond. I think they've just got goals in them. And I think we've got goals in them. So, yeah, it could be anything, to be fair. I really do. So, yeah, it should be an exciting game, actually. Looking forward to it. Okay, awesome. Well, thanks, guys, for your amazing insight into the world of Tottenham Hotspur. It's been a pleasure. Kofi and Lee, thank you once again for being part of it. John, thank you very much for your debut. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Pleasure. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Great stuff. And we'll be sure to have you on again soon. So we are The Thing I Love Most Show, TTILM Show on Instagram and Twitter, The Thing I Love Most Show on Facebook. We are on YouTube as well. We have a YouTube channel and we are going to be doing some videos soon when we have a fun away day. So I think there's a few people going up to Leicester actually for that 12:30 kickoff. So we'll try and get some footage and we'll obviously, fingers crossed, have another great performance out in Athens as well. So enjoy your week, guys, and we'll see you next time.